High drug prices in the U.S. are a national concern, but states, including Massachusetts, are debating steps that could shake up the pharmaceutical market. This morning, in the final part of the WBUR series, The Price of Health, we weigh the risks and the benefits of proposed solutions. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
Deirdre Waxman climbs onto a stone bench outside the Massachusetts State House so she can see across about 100 people gathered for a rally.
We need change. We need affordable meds. And I need my insulin.
Waxman tells her fellow consumer advocates that the only way she can afford insulin is to buy it in Canada, where she saves $1,200 a month.
Should we be needing to cross borders to buy life-saving medication?
No.
This crowd, representing 16 healthcare organizations, is here to lobby for a broad bill they say will make drugs more affordable in Massachusetts. The first step would be to require that drug manufacturers explain just how prices are set. The bill also endorses a request from Governor Baker to negotiate deeper discounts for Medicaid's highest-cost drugs. And then there's the most controversial and aggressive part. As Healthcare for All's Alyssa Vangeli explains, a state agency could cap some drug prices.
Establishing an upper payment limit would allow the state to determine what a maximum reimbursement rate should be for a particular excessively high-cost drug.
Which Vangeli says would bring down costs for everyone in Massachusetts.
It makes no sense.
Robert Coughlin is president and CEO of MassBio, the state's biotech trade group. Why, asked Coughlin, would Massachusetts let a state agency with no current expertise in evaluating drugs set a price?
How could you not think that that's going to have a chilling effect on the best place in the world for this industry? Now we're going to establish the most far-reaching, rigorous government involvement?
Human need, not pharma greed. That's what we want. Woo!
That sentiment from Waxman is what Coughlin and MassBio are up against. A WBUR poll out this week finds 77% of Massachusetts residents list the push for maximum profits as a top contributor to drug prices. No, says Coughlin, that is not what's happening.
What they're doing is trying to create an environment in which they can raise money to actually do research. The drugs that we are paying for today invent the drugs of tomorrow.
Industry analysis shows pharmaceutical manufacturers reinvest 17% of revenue into research and development. Consumer advocates argue that leaves plenty of room to trim prices and still search for new drugs. But studies showed there would be fewer new drugs if regulators cut pharma profits because
the expectation of future profits is what drives innovation.
Dr. Anupam Jena, a health economist at Harvard Medical School, says what's not clear is whether the loss of that future innovation would be worth the trade-off now for cheaper drugs.
What are the innovations that we're not going to get? Are they going to be the next hepatitis C drug, a cure for cancer, a cure for HIV? Are they going to be marginal products that reduce hypertension, high blood pressure? And that's the key policy question.
For Governor Charlie Baker, the tension boils down to this.
For drugs to be accessible to people, they need to be affordable.
Baker says his administration has invested in life science research and jobs. Now, he says, it's time to balance support for the industry with negotiations to lower the highest drug prices.
And I don't think that's unreasonable. It's a fact-based process. It's a public process. And it's one that is only going to apply to a certain number of drugs under certain circumstances.
We'll know soon how Massachusetts will proceed in the drug affordability debate. Baker's plan to require high-cost drug negotiations for Medicaid is wrapped up in the state budget that was due July 1st. It will be late as negotiators wrestle with concessions requested by the state's biotech industry, among other items. The search for that balance between access to drugs and innovation continues. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.